I think a lot of times people just assume that she's just like a silly little girl, you know, and she's not, she's there in the story. She's not as important as the other students because she does not have this, you know, the slight edge or darkness to her. And in honesty, it just makes me kind of sad. And I'm not trying to project here, right? Like, you know, it might not be like just misogyny and biases against girly pink things, characters, etc. Throughout the fandom. But I can't help but to notice, right? Nobody, I mean, it's incredibly rare for me to see people make cool fan art about Tetya. And I love looking at fan art. I'm like all over that, you know, on the internet and like at markets and like cons and stuff like that. It's very, very rare for me to see that type of respect for her. And it doesn't, it's not like, you know, it's not classic cool that I'm asking for, right? I'm asking for like the type of cool fan art that shows that the person who created this piece of work has some respect for this character. I see a lot of that for Coco. I see a lot of that for Agut. Some for Richa as well. But basically none for Tetya. And every piece of fan art that I've ever seen of Tetya always depicts her as like being sort of like the silly clown butt of the joke. And yes, she is a fictional character, whatever, this isn't all that important. But I am curious about it, right? Because when I read Wuchat Atelier, you know, I am a little bit biased because I do enjoy Tetya as a character. She is like my second favorite child in the entire story. So when I read Wuchat Atelier, I really see the purpose that Tetya serves in the story. And that is that she is Coco's very first ally. Wuchat Atelier, guess what, is Coco's story. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that after this music break. We are going to listen to some VanCon with Shui and Sachi. This is Free Time.
I got free time. This is Bird Note. When taking public transportation, you might read a book or listen to a podcast. But what if you used your commute to do a little birding? On the way to the bus or train stop, you might see a common grackle hopping along the curb. Or hear a house finch belting it out from a street tree. If the light rail goes over a river or passes by the shore, keep an eye out for gulls, herons, and birds that go diving for fish. And on the ride, you can also take comfort in knowing that you're helping birds by using public transportation and avoiding a potential car trip. By carrying more people in a single vehicle, mass transit can use less energy than cars. Taking steps to reduce greenhouse gas emissions can help the hundreds of bird species put at risk by climate change. Not to mention, while driving a car, you can't just relax and tune in to the birds all around you. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Remmel. This episode is dedicated to Kit Ellis of Gig Harbor, Washington, with thanks for her generous support of Bird Note.
Twilight by Peaky. Here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. If you're just joining me on this hour, I'm talking about why people hate this little girl in this one comic series that I really like. I'm laying it on kind of thick, to be honest. But, you know, I have questions. Like, why do people not take Tetya from Witcha Atelier as seriously as they take any of the other young female characters? I think that part of the reason is because of misogyny. Because she is bubbly and cute and whimsical and positive and happy, and also she has like her theme color, her character concept color is pink, and she like wears pigtails. But I think there are you know, within that, you know, entangled in that, there's another issue, which is that a lot of people have not maybe read or understood the purpose of Tetya's character within Witch Hat Atelier. And so they let the biases maybe against that they might have on feminine young girls cloud their judgment of her character. As I talked about earlier, all of the other students in Kifri's school, they have like a sad story, flesh them out as characters that kind of help. And I feel that, yeah, I mean, like in storytelling, you know, a lot of the times, in order to make a character seem a little bit more complicated, you can do that. You can give them like a lot of grief and some kind of like traumatic backstory to make them seem more human. And that is a part of Tetya's character that we don't see yet. In the manga, which is like, you know, 90 something chapters on, you know, and is telling the story way, way, way ahead than the anime, we still don't know why Tetya, became Kifri's student. And we, as the reader, might feel as though each one of his students technically has some kind of, like, traumatic backstory because of the life stories of all the other students, and also because actually Kifri himself is a little bit of an outcast in the magical world. But I want to argue really quickly that, listen, I want to make the point that, one, not every single character needs to have that in order to seem like a grounded and real and interesting character. Because sometimes a character might be interesting because they have strong values. A character might be interesting because they have their own kind of like internal, you know, experiences, their own kind of internal world that has been fleshed out really well. And I think that is sort of what Tetya has. Tetya has a very strong set of values when we read more of her story in Witch Hat Atelier. And she also has a very strong sense of purpose. This is not to say the other characters don't have something similar. They do. But it's that Tetya already has those things as well. Which brings me to my next note, which is that I question oftentimes why we can only take certain characters or certain people, even in real life, seriously. Only if they have like a sad story. Particularly with regards to Tetya, you know, this young feminine fictional character. I would encourage anybody who enjoys Witch Hat Atelier to think about that, right? Can I appreciate her as the character that she is without needing to know what keeps her up at night, without needing to know whether or not she has seen horror and terror, whether or not there is some darkness in her heart? Can I take her seriously as just the character that she is? As she exists, because Witch Hat Atelier is not a poorly written story. Each character, each of the main six characters, have their own inner world. It's just that right now we don't see that there is a whole lot of darkness in Tetya's world. I think that's okay. She serves a greater purpose than that. Something that I've already alluded to is that this story is Coco's story, right? So this is all about Coco and her experiences. When she first enters the world of magic, her only ally is Khifri. Like, she doesn't know anybody else in the magic society. And he's the only character that can give her like this real sense of hope that things could be different for her and that she can make a change to reverse the spell on her mom. But her classmates don't really take to her that fondly, that easily, right? Agat hates Coco in the beginning of her time at the atelier, and even, you know, kind of, you know, bullies her in a way into doing something quite dangerous because Coco's naive. She takes advantage of her, right? Richa is sort of in her own little world. As a part of her own character arc, we understand that it's, you know, it's she's quiet and she exists sort of in her own realm to protect herself from developing relationships with people because of a trauma that she experienced in her past. So that really it leaves Tetya. And the great purpose that Tetya serves in the story is that she is Coco's very first peer who helps her out. She becomes Coco's very first friend and ally in the magic world. She embraces Coco without any questions. She helps her the very first moment that she meets her. And I think that kindness shows what type of character Tetya is, what types of values she has, and how important she is to this collective of like young students and also to the story. She is Coco's biggest supporter aside from Khifri. She is the one who encourages Coco to keep learning, to keep practicing. She's also the one who really truly cares for Coco beyond just becoming a great witch. She cares for Coco's health. She tells her you shouldn't be pushing yourself too hard. Like, you need to take care of yourself in order to become a good witch, in order to study, but most importantly, to like live a good life. She is the character that grounds all of the rest of the characters at Kifri's atelier in a sense of joy, of hope, of wonder, because everybody else has like their own sort of darkness kind of that could overtake who the whole vibe of the atelier. But Tetya steps in and says, you know, hey, don't forget to take a break. Hey, you need to eat. Hey, we have to go frolic in the fields now because it's fun. And I want to have fun right now. I don't want to like be working hard all the time. I've already worked hard enough today. I think it's also important to remember that Coco and Tetya have a shared love of magic and a shared appreciation of magic in a way that neither Richa nor Agat have. Agat is stressed out by magic. It is something that causes her great grief, and that's one of the reasons why she doesn't really like Coco in the beginning. She questions how Coco could become Kifri's student without having any practice or technique at all in casting magic. And it is something that like is constantly like burdening her because of her goals to become a skilled witch and because of her own values around like perfectionism and excellence. Richa treats magic as just something to do. And to be very frank, in the beginning of the story, it is not something that she is very fond of. She doesn't want to really learn more about magic except to practice what she's comfortable practicing. But Coco and Tetya approach magic in a totally different way. And in magic, they both find great joy. It's not a chore. It's not a burden. And because of that shared love of magic and their similarly shared values around learning magic, that is what already makes Tetya a valuable character in Witch Hat Atelier. She is one of Coco's best friends, and she is the very first person her age that welcomes her into that world. If a character like that didn't exist in Witch Hat Atelier, I think it would actually, honestly, be very difficult to empathize with Coco, because there's nobody in her corner. You wouldn't want to empathize with her. The only person that she can trust is an adult. Please. That is so boring. And that is not true to how most young people grow up and how most students study. And even if on the surface she just seems to be this silly, bubbly young girl, if you really respect the material, very, very frankly, if you really respect the material, if you really do respect Komamish Shirahama, you can see all of the nuances in Tetya's character that make her much more three-dimensional and make her a very interesting character. Tetya is very, very clever. She's very creative. She has a lot of love for her friends. She's incredibly kind, right? And those things are merits of their own. Hello? Anyways, I think Tetya is a great character. I really enjoy her. I really love the way that she is written and the way that she is designed. And I think, you know, if you enjoy Witch Hat Atelier and if you haven't felt those same things yet, you don't even have to like her as much as I do, but if you are a person who has always thought of Tetya as just being like the silly little girl, I would consider maybe rethinking that and even potentially thinking about why you would consider her as just that type of flat character. Does it have something to do with the fact that you think that she's feminine? Does it have to do with the fact that she's a little girl with pink hair? Duh, I don't know. She is obviously one of the She does obviously serve as a character who has more comic relief moments. At the same time, she is also an incredibly well-written little girl character. Respect that. I don't know. Consider. Not meant to be hateful, just meant to be me. And maybe I am hateful, who knows? But thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Typically Tuesdays here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Are you reading Witch Hat Atelier? Are you watching Witch Hat Atelier? And if you're not, let me tell you, I personally think you should read Witch Hat Atelier because I'm biased towards the artwork in it compared to the anime, which in my opinion looks a little bit flat. But you can't really, obviously, though, it is very difficult to replicate pen etching in animation, so it's not, well, it would make that production take just so long, you know? So yeah, oh well. I just prefer the manga personally, but maybe you're different, and that's okay. Text me 778-782-2573, or email me typicallytuesdays@gmail.com. I would love to know your thoughts on Witch Hat Atelier, if you have read it, watched it, who your favorite character is, and if you haven't already, you should write in a question about Witch Hat, and then I can answer you through the text or through the email, 778-782-2573, or again, typicallytuesdays@gmail.com. All right, thank you for listening to today's episode of the program. A little bit ranty, but hey, I'm just trying to make us not hate young girls as much as the powers tell us to. We're going to close off today with one final track. This is by Tommy February 6. Very, very pink song, in my opinion, and aligns with our theme of magic. This is Magic in Your Eyes. I hope you enjoy it. I've been Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM, and I will talk to you again very soon.